Okay. Any other questions you all have today? Yes, sir. Well, unlike New York, New Jersey, or Illinois, we don't have an airport that has direct flights from West Africa. I certainly understand the federal government has really mishandled this, as they have mishandled a lot of other things. And I understand great fear that people have about people that have come back and then had Ebola, and then others have. We don't want this epidemic to come to the United States. And governors are trying to do what they can to protect the safety of their citizens. I have been in close touch with Gerard Claybaugh, who directs our Department of Public Health, and he has shared with me all the work that's been going on with the Iowa hospitals and with the EMS workers in Iowa and with local public health people. It's my understanding that we have not had any cases of Ebola here, although there's grave concern, and we want to do everything we can to make sure that it doesn't get here. But I support the actions of the governors to protect the safety and well-being of their citizens. I also, having been president of medical school, am very appreciative of the young men and women that are willing to go overseas and provide medical services to people in places like Africa. We did that at Des Moines University. I don't think any of our students have been in those particular countries, but they've been in South Africa, and they've been in East Africa, and they've been in Central America, and they've dealt with a lot of challenging medical situations. So I think it's a delicate balance, but I truly understand why the governors have felt necessary to protect the safety of their citizens. Well, I don't see a need for us to do it. I want to do everything I can to protect the safety and well-being of Iowans. But what they're talking about is where they come directly from Western Africa nations where they have this epidemic into their airports, and they want to protect their citizens. So that's a little different situation, and there's a few airports in this country where you have flights from those countries, but Iowa is not one of them. Well, first of all, if you come into Chicago, that's it. You get quarantined in Illinois.
Right. But now the governor of New York is saying that people can do their quarantines at home.
What they're saying is as soon as they arrive in America, and it's my also the understanding the governor of New Jersey has now said this particular nurse who is from Maine can be quarantined in Maine. But as soon as they arrive, so that there's not the exposure. You know the situation of the doctor from New York who came in, and then he went bowling, he went on the subway, and he went and so now there's real concern about the potential spread of that. So what the governors have done, the federal government has failed to act, so the governors, to protect the safety of their citizens, have said as soon as they arrive in our state, we're going to see that they're quarantined to protect the safety of the citizens of our state. I totally understand and appreciate and support what they have done. I'm just disappointed the federal government has so mishandled this situation.
But you don't think that's necessary? You are not going to order this now.
We don't have direct flights from West Africa. And consequently, I understand why the governors want to be very careful and very cautious. And I want to be as well, and that's why I've been in constant touch with Gerard Claybaugh to make sure that we're doing everything we can here. But I don't see a need for us to do that here at this time. Thank you.
Political question?
Yeah. My goodness. Well, yes, I see a chance. It's all up to the voters. And I'm going to do all I can to try to help Republican candidates. We have a great statewide group of candidates. I said this is the strongest slate of candidates we've had for statewide offices, for Congress, for the legislature. And I'm going to certainly, I'll be campaigning for several of those candidates, and I'm very hopeful, but I know it's up to the voters to decide who they think can best represent them.
Who are you going to be campaigning for with the Republican Senate candidates?
All of them. I have. I've been campaigning for all of them. Well, you know, you look at my schedule.
Yeah.
Look at my schedule. You'll see where I'm going to be. And those are going to be some of the key Senate races around the state of Iowa. I'm doing this for House candidates. I'm doing this for congressional candidates. I'm supporting the statewide candidates. I want to lead the whole team to victory. I think 2014 has potential to be a great year. I want to finish strong. I've never lost an election, and I want the people of Iowa to know we've worked hard to get the state on the right track. The country's on the wrong track. We need representation in Congress that understands how we get things done in Iowa, not people that are going to continue to graze the national debt and fail to make the changes that are needed to get the country on the right track. Well, listen, I don't want to second-guess her strategy because I think she's run a brilliant campaign. She came out of nowhere, a farm girl from southwest Iowa who now has the opportunity to become the first woman senator from Iowa, the first combat veteran in the United States Senate, and the fact that she has taken my advice to go to all 99 counties, and I know that means she can't spend all her time with newspaper editorial boards, but I think she's right on in focusing on the people. And I can tell you, and the lieutenant governor's been with her, I've been with her. She draws great crowds. People want to come up and hug her. They support her. They're excited about her candidacy. And I think if you look at the momentum of this campaign, she came out of nowhere, and I think she's got an excellent opportunity to win. I don't blame her at all for focusing on the people and getting out there among the people of Iowa. And I'm very optimistic. I'm very hopeful that she's going to win.
Governor, you've talked a lot about anti-bullying.
Yep.
The past 2 years. But we've seen one of the most negative campaigns in Iowa history. How can Democrats and Republicans speak with any kind of moral authority on anti-bullying issue after downgrading each other over the past year? And why do you still have that fake jackass website?
Oh, come on, come on, come on. Let's come on. A joke is a joke, you know? And I think well, of course, people saw it for what it was. I mean, it shows how inept his campaign is. His campaign is so inept they couldn't even get the Des Moines Register's endorsement. Let's face it. Well, first of all, I want to commend the State Board of Regents for the great work they've done. And I'm appreciative of the fact that they are seriously looking at a third year of freezing tuition, recognizing during the Vilsack administration we saw in tuition increase as much as 17 and 18% a year. And that created a great burden for Iowa students and their families. I believe that the Regents are on the right track. We have to wait until we hit the December revenue estimate to decide what we're going to recommend in the budget, but I'm very optimistic of what the Regents are looking at, and I think they're doing a good job. They've also identified significant savings that can be made on the campuses that will be reinvested in the universities as well. I want to also say, since we have the community colleges and the private colleges here, I'm also very supportive of the Iowa Tuition Grant and continued improving the support for our community colleges. They all play an important role in higher education, and we want to make college education as affordable as possible. And we also have recommended programs to reduce student debt for community colleges and private colleges, as well as for our students at the universities.
But even without the December REC numbers, you can't say we will carve out what it takes.
Well, I see David Roeder here, and he wants to make sure that we have a budget that is balanced, that we have a five-year projection, that we can sustain the commitments we made for property tax relief and for our teacher leadership program. But I'm very hopeful that we can do that. We will wait as we always have, until we have that December revenue estimate to finalize our budget. But as I said in the past, I'm encouraged what the regents are doing. I think the regents have provided great leadership on this issue, and I appreciate all the things that they're doing. Well, first of all, let me say, okay, I know where you're coming from, but where I'm coming from is representing the whole state of Iowa, and as I travel the state of Iowa, I have gotten more positive feedback on our ads than any time in any of my previous campaigns, and this is not my first rodeo. I have gotten tremendous positive support for the positive campaign that we have run. Now, we can't help the fact that you have some outside groups on both sides of the aisle that have come in here and run some really vicious negative ads. I understand that, but I also respect the judgment of the people of Iowa. And I think they can see through all of this negatives and smears and things that are going on from the outside and make their own judgment on who they think can best represent the people of Iowa. And that's the reason why I'm so excited about Joni Ernst's campaign for the Senate, because she's a genuine farm girl from Southwest Iowa. What you see is what you get. And she served her country as a lieutenant colonel in the National Guard. And I can tell you, you don't get to be a lieutenant colonel in the National Guard without leadership ability. And so I think as when all settles out and people get a chance to make that judgment, who would best represent us in probably the most high-profile race we've had in modern history in this state, that they're going to choose the farm girl from Southwest Iowa, who's risen to the rank of lieutenant colonel and who's been a great ally of ours in balancing the budget and reforming education and passing the biggest property tax reduction in Iowa history, versus an opponent. We've got 58 lawyers in the United States Senate. I don't think we need another lawyer in the Senate. And I don't think it would be bad to have a farmer from Iowa as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. So let's let the people of Iowa make that decision. Thank you.